Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
With summer coming, the fish are jumping, and wildlife experts hope fishermen will help out with a real big problem: the spread of aquatic invasive species. It just takes a few simple precautions to keep unwanted critters and diseases out, but getting the word out can be tough. So Brett Shaw came up with a new angle to get anglers' attention. Shaw's an environmental communications director at the University of Wisconsin, and he's a music lover. He persuaded some musicians to write some lines about protecting the waterways.
Inspect my boat. Remove all plants, mud, and critters. Drain my bilge. And my live wells and motors. Toss my bait that I don't want in the trash. And when I roll back home, I rinse my boat or just let it dry naturally. And these simple steps will keep Wisconsin waters pure and clean. Everybody,
inspect my boat. Remove all plants, mud, and critters. Drain my bilge.
You know, I've got to say, that's probably the first time I've heard the word bilge in a non-pirate song. So I really like that. Tell me about this song. What's the goal here?
Well, the basic goal here is we are primarily targeting 35 to 55-year-old fishermen who are most likely to move their boats and trailers from lake to lake and body of water to body of water. So what we looked at was, what different types of music do men, which, by the way, I am a 41-year-old fisherman myself, but what types of music are they listening to? So what I teach is social marketing type activities. So I knew from research that music, you know, can affect our memory, our attitudes, our behaviors. Why not combine all these different contexts and interests to spread the message about preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species?
So you have one tune here that is about stopping the spread of disease. It's called One Bait, One Lake.
Right. The story behind that song, we were doing some message testing at the Madison Fishing Expo because we wanted to sort of pass some different advertising ideas by about how actual fishermen wanted to hear about these different messages. And so we were talking to this one fisherman at the expo, and we were chatting with him about viral hemorrhagic septicemia, long word, VHS, and we do have some of it in the state. It affects their immune systems, and they actually bleed internally. So he just stood there, and he said, you know what? I get it. It's a really simple. One bait, one lake.
One bait, one lake. If you don't use them up, don't relocate. One bait, one lake, and we'll be okay. One bait, one lake. If you want to fish tomorrow like you're fishing today, use one bait and one lake. Keep the water safe.
Now, you've got folk rock, you've got a rockabilly tune, you've got a pretty straightforward rock pop kind of thing. But what about, you know, if I'm a fisherman and I like, I don't know, gangster rap or speed metal, have you considered, how are you going to reach out to me?
Well, you know, one, we are looking at how to communicate more effectively with younger adults. And so this was just sort of an experimental project. So if we get demand for different genres of music, certainly we'll pursue those. As far as gangster rap, I don't know that's our demographic here in northern Wisconsin, but
so
it's
no,
a good
no,
idea.
No DJ Zebko spinning the reels or anything like that for now. Right? Now, this is a lighthearted way to approach this, and obviously we've been having some fun with it. But underneath all this, this is serious stuff we're talking about. I mean, the threat that you guys face from these invasives and diseases, this is serious business.
Yes, it is. I mean, I don't think people always understand. I mean, they'll hear about aquatic invasive species or VHS and then go, so what? Why does that matter to me? And what's important about that is, if invasive species enter our lakes, one is, once they're there, it's really hard to move things back to the way that they were. And what they do, just like weeds, is they'll crowd out the natural habitat, you know, that the fish and the birds and the frogs need to live the way they've been living for millennia. So we want to preserve our lakes here in Wisconsin for generations to come. So it's fairly early in their infection of the lakes, but this is exactly the time that you want to prevent their further spread. And I should mention, too, this is part of a larger national campaign called Stop Aquatic Hitchhikers, in which we're also encouraging fishermen to put stickers on their boat hitch, for example, or on their trailer that just sort of reminds them to clean their boats, empty their bilge, that kind of thing. So we're doing lots of different things. These songs are just one piece of a much larger puzzle, but it's a new way to kind of get the message out.
Well, Brett Shaw is an environmental communications director at the University of Wisconsin, and he's a man who's bringing fish scales and musical scales together. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Clean boats, clean waters for the future of our lakes. Clean boats, clean waters, a few steps is all it takes to keep our waters clean. Clean your boat every day. You take it out of fishing when you take it out to play. Talking aquatic invasive species prevention.
Just ahead, the tale of some tough girls down Mexico way. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.